there's no added sense of pressure. We're going to take it in the same mindset, play free and loose, have fun, and just go out and compete.
Is there one guy on the team that makes sure you guys are loose and ready to go?
Coach Self.
He's a guy?
Yeah, he's
a
guy.
What does he do? Is it something that he does that maybe we don't see on a daily basis?
Just in the locker room and practice, making sure guys are staying aggressive, shooting when they're open, and, you know, telling us play free and loose. Just keep repeating that over and over. Pre-game speeches and stuff like that.
What role will three-point shooting play in this game?
Oh, it's going to be a big role, I think, for both teams. You know, but for us, you know, we got to knock down some shots, get out of transition. You know, definitely try to keep them from getting easy buckets.
How much do you anticipate they're going to try and slow you guys down, slow this game down?
I think that would be a big thing for them. I feel like every team tries to do that. You know, sometimes we just find a way to keep getting out in transition. But I think that would definitely be a key for them when they play the 2 7-footers.
Is this as simple as size versus speed, this matchup?
You can say that, I guess.
A couple of you guys, sounds like the message from coach is that speed beats size. I've heard several guys say that today.
I think that's one of the cases. But, you know, if you let them play to their size advantage, then that's how a way that we can get beat.
Is Kansas City providing the extra pressure? Is there an opportunity? How do you approach playing here where maybe you're expected to get out?
I think it provides comfort. I wouldn't say pressure, you know, because it just feels like it's a home game. We've played here, been here many times. So I think it's a comfort thing, not pressure.
You guys talked about last time against TCU, one of the reasons you guys lost was defensive fatigue. Mm-hmm. How much do you guys kind of have to help each other and communicate to be better on defense?
It's going to be huge. Like I said last week, that week preparing for the first round on defense, and we really locked in and focused, and we just got to bring that same energy on the defensive end, helping each other, helping the big man in the post. So it's going to be a lot on the guards. It's not just landing guards, Swanigan or Haas. So it's got to do a lot with our ball pressure and being active on the wings.
Dwight said Landon been kind of taking that challenge personally at matching up with Swanigan and Haas and those guys. What have you seen out of him that he's really taken?
He's just been really locked in and focused on in practice. He's had a different mindset, you know, when he gets matchups like this, he really takes it personal, you know, because all the talk is about Swanigan and National Player of the Year and Landon, the glue guy. So, you know, he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves, and he's definitely going to take it personal.
A couple of conference champs going at it, too. Does that provide a little extra intrigue?
I think that's, you know, it's just two good teams going at it. We both actually lost in the conference tournament, so, you know, that's another thing, but we both won it outright during the year, so it's just two good teams, you know, in the Sweet 16.
Can momentum carry over? You guys played really well last weekend, or is it only factor in your next game?
I think it does carry over. You know, we took that energy and we put it into two, three good practices this week, and you know, we're feeling real good about this weekend.